Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all having a fantastic week. Most importantly, I hope you've had a brilliant start to 2018. Personal trainers, at this time of the year, it's a very, very valuable time. Very valuable time to pick up new clients. Very valuable to see how beneficial your marketing's been throughout the back end of 2017, if you've used any. And also, you know, picking up new clients at this time of the year, they serve to be quite long-lasting clients if you know how to retain them. So put all your efforts in, guys, to making sure that you are speaking to people, putting content out, getting in front of people. So I really do hope that this is going to be an awesome year for you, and it has started very, very well. Now, today's podcast, episode number 25, I'm going to talk to you about the value of time. Now, most personal trainers will complain that they don't have enough. A lot of businessmen complain they don't have enough. So in today's podcast, I want to talk to you about why you don't have any time, how to create more of it, and also then what to do with it. Once you've created it, what do you do with it? Now, before I get into the podcast, I just want to say that on the 17th of February, I've got my personal development and business seminar. That's in London. So make sure you check out all the content and testimonials on that. That's coming very, very soon. And even sooner is the Physique Camp Practical Weekend on the 3rd and 4th of February. And if you want to watch any of the video testimonials, see any of the content, see what's going on, and take advantage of the special early bird price, visit m10life.com/education. And I very much look forward to seeing you at any of our seminars in 2018. So check out all the dates. Right, guys, let's head on into today's topic. And I'll start off by saying to you, and it's advantageous to always share my experiences with you, that I didn't used to value time. I was headless. I would take on as many clients as I could. Even when I opened the gym, I would take on as many clients as I could. I would try and teach the team. I would do the inquiries. I would try and do all the financials. And all I ever used to find myself doing was having less and less time. I would still, believe it or not, manage to cram a lot of stuff in. But it wasn't productive. And I genuinely do believe that there would have been a lot of growth in the early stages of my business if I had actually been a lot more strategic with my time and planning. And from my perspective, the benefits that have come to me as my career has developed from understanding time have been incredible. And I'll talk them through a little bit more as we go into the podcast. In the early days of being a coach, one of my mentors said to me, "You're too busy." And he was right. You're too busy. You don't have any time to do what's necessary to grow the business. Because I kept talking about, you know, having a bigger team, you know, creating different projects, and I had no time. So it was at that point that I remember hiring my first secretary, who happened to be a client of mine for a long time. And I suddenly realized at that point that delegating was an incredible skill, one which many, many, many entrepreneurs all over the world are very skilled at. And as trainers, we think, well, are we entrepreneurs? Are we business people? And the answer is yes. Every business skill that you can read about, every business person that you talk to or you're mentored by, they're sharing information with you that is relevant to you because you are a business person. And if you want to scale your business, if you want to create better opportunities, you have to have time. You have to have time that you can focus on new projects. Time away from the day-to-day part of your business where you can actually do the necessary that's going to help your business grow. So what I want to do is start talking to you about why you don't have any of it. And it's easy to just say, oh, as personal trainers, we don't have any of it because we're training clients all day, every day. But I challenge you. Most trainers have got between 6 and 8 sessions per day. Now, if we work 8 to 12, and then we have a break, and then we work 3 to 7, that's an 8-hour day. And in between that, we've got time. We can train, specifically, 1.5 hours, get that done. And then I want you to just consider what you do with the rest of the day. If you're an online coach, you might do 2 or 3 hours of check-ins in the morning, or you might spend the full day doing check-ins once a week on a Monday. What do you do for the rest of the week? So what I teach any coach that I work with is to look and make a list of everything that you do on a day-to-day basis. Whether it's going for a coffee, be honest, how much time do you spend on social media? How much time do you spend watching YouTube, going for a coffee? And something I make aware to everybody is, when you go for a coffee with somebody, are you adding value to them by fulfilling their dead space? Or are they actually taking away from your productive time? And something which I challenge myself in very, very regularly nowadays is, anything that I do on a day-to-day basis, is it complementing my big goal? And I'm going to stop on that point for a second, because why we often don't have much time, and it's not just because of doing as many sessions as we do every week, it's having a very limited vision or no goal at all, which means that you end up starting to fulfill your day with waste of time tasks because you don't actually see value in anything else that needs to be done. In any given day, for any business person, there's marketing, there's strategizing, there's reviewing, there's learning, education, there's thinking time. And if you put all these things together, marketing, strategy, education, thinking time, and review time, and you try and slot those into a day, I get up in the morning and I'll read or I'll listen to a podcast. Why? Because it's very important to the development of my business. I'll have a coffee, I'll have some food. I might watch the news for 10 or 15 minutes. Why? Because I'm actually genuinely interested in what's happening in the world. For no other reason. It's valuable time to me because I find the economy and what's happening in the world valuable to my business. I'm interested. And then I'm straight into work and I write a list down of the most priority tasks in line with my vision and my goal. So then I ask you, if you train 2 or 3 clients in the morning and you find yourself having a coffee, and then you sit there for 2 or 3 hours with a trainer or an hour with a trainer, laughing, having a joke, and you plan your training in, you finish your training, you go for some food, you come back. Before you know it, you've wasted 3 hours. Maybe 1 of that, 1.5 of that's training, that's fine. But there's 2 hours either side of that that's actually not productive. And so you fill your day out and you look at your day and you go, right, this is where I waste my time. If you know where you waste your time, and then you look at your vision, you look at your goal, you look at what you want to achieve, and you say, right, within each day, I've got marketing to do, strategizing to do. So strategizing could be, where's my next lead coming from? Strategizing, marketing systems that you're going to put in place. If you're in the gym, on the gym floor, trying different methods to walk up to people and get to know people, interact with people. If you run an online business, how do you actually, you know, change your marketing strategies? You've got to put strategies in place. If you're going to be in the fitness industry, we need to keep learning. Where do we need to learn? And one of the things I'll tell you guys, one of the things I did 3 years ago was I took a mindset month away from my business. And I don't think I've talked about this on podcast before, but do you know the feeling when you are overwhelmed and consumed with the being in your business, stuck in your business? You can't think, your brain gets locked down. How many of you get that feeling? I've had it many, many times. You get locked down and no matter what you're doing every single day, your brain can't think of new ideas. Well, I had a mindset month 3 months ago, and 2 days in, my brain wasn't free. 3 days in, brain wasn't free. Day four, day five, I started to think about new ideas, new opportunities. In fact, it's when I started the Physique Coach Education Program, which is growing year by year. And I now make time to move myself away from distractions. If I like them or not, if it's a distraction, it's going to slow the development of the business. And so I challenge you right now, how much time do you give yourself each week for brain down time? Or every couple of months, how often do you take a half day off, a full day off, where you're alone with your thoughts? And we've talked about why we don't have any time, which often can be down to wasting our time on low value tasks. But then in terms of creating it, you've got to actually schedule it in. When we have a holiday once a year, it's not enough time for our brains to download everything from the year, come up with new ideas, strategize in 6 days. So put mini mindset days in. We have a day off from work. You have a weekend away. You leave your phone at one side. And you allow your brain to empty. So once you've written down where you waste your time, in terms of creating more time, A, it needs to be written into your diary. B, you need to look at where you're wasting time, and that is where you have free time. And then you also need to question to yourself, how much of the tasks that I complete on a week-to-week basis do I not need to be doing? Am I more skilled or too skilled to be doing this? Or is the value on my time too much for this task? So if, for example, someone will clean your house for £35 for 2 to 3 hours work and you charge £65 an hour, it's a no-brainer that you would have somebody in to clean your house if you could work. Now, the other thing to consider is delegating your daily tasks at work. I was talking to a gym owner only the other week who goes into the gym at 6:30, checks the toilets, checks the systems, checks the inquiries, checks the phone, makes the inquiry calls between 7 and 11 in the morning. And then when challenged by me, how many leads are you getting? How are the leads responding? What are your marketing systems? Oh, I haven't had time. And that reply to I don't have enough time is the same reply a trainer who's doing 8 sessions a day says, I don't have time to study. Yet when you watch the social media, they've got time to party. They've got time to hang out with their friends. They've got time to spend talking to people in the gym all day and watch social media. But they haven't got time to look at the marketing, the strategy, education and development of the business and the review. So we can delegate. We can look at the tasks that are beneath potentially what we charge And from my perspective, as I said earlier, one of the first things that I did was looking at a secretary. And to this day, I pay somebody to do the accounts for the business. I pay somebody to do inquiries for the business, consultations at the business. And this isn't because I'm just lazy. It's because I am creating more time for myself. I know that I can actually generate more leads for the gym if I'm actually doing the marketing than doing the day-to-day in the business. So I ask you, if you need more leads for your business and more clients, if you look at the overall goal of being the busiest trainer with the best results, do you need to schedule in more time to market? And if you aren't having time to market your business because you're spending too much time doing low value tasks, where can you schedule those tasks in? Who can deal with your inquiries? Who can deal with your accounts? You've still got to do the personal training hours, but then you have to put in other work. So the most important thing to really take away from today's podcast is that time really is a massive, massive asset to professionals. Now, when you see people that are absolutely flat out, you'll see their busyness, but you won't see the time that they strategize, the time when they're meeting people. And also, you might actually see, especially when you see entrepreneurs that are very, very busy and they're all here, there and everywhere, they've planned that in. Now, when I say about making time, you'll see a lot of business people who are having meetings and doing social media networking events. You'll think that looks social. That's business. And what they've done is they've got the people behind the scenes doing everything for them, the strategizing, the marketing, that's already in place. So you'll be thinking, oh, well, I'm watching all these people, they're gallivanting around, they're having this, they're having that. They've earned the right because they've actually created the time for themselves because they've got everybody doing everything for them. But 9 times out of 10, the social events are business because it's bringing in more followers, more interaction, more people that will ultimately buy from them. So don't get hooked up in what you see in social media and think, oh, that's the way to be. These people have earned the right to be doing everything they're doing. And in the early stages, guys, it is so important for you all as personal trainers to value time, to write down your day, to look at what are the highest priority tasks that are going to need accomplishing to take you closer to your goal. And what's left, guys, a percentage can be a bit of free time. But remember this, if you were paying you a salary, would you let yourself have as much time off? Now, when you've got to the point where finances have bought yourself freedom and time and an ability to travel, that's a completely different kettle of fish. But there are so many of you that I speak to when I mentor trainers all over the world that will talk about not having enough time. And when I point out some very little obvious things to them, that they're wasting time, they're not focusing on the main priority tasks, they are using time on low priority tasks, which somebody else could do so they could be delegated. As soon as we do that, we realize that we've got 2-3 hours per day free. When you can start doing the marketing, the strategizing, and growing and developing business systems. So all of you that think you don't have enough time, trust me, you do. You're just not using it wise enough. So guys, if time is a struggle for you, if you would like to either book a strategy call with me or work with me on my business accelerator program, please, go onto Instagram, MarkColesM10, send me a direct message, and we can schedule in a call and look at how we can create you more time, strategize, develop, and grow your business. Guys, I hope today has been valuable. I hope it's opened your eyes to the value of time. And I very much look forward to jumping back on here with the next podcast very shortly. Take care, guys.